This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Hall of Famer Steve Young is going to join us. Left the mothership, took a coaching job. You'll be surprised what kind of job that is and who he's coaching. He'll join us coming up. Want to give a shout out to our newest partner and largely responsible for us going to Ireland, Keeper's Heart. Award-winning Irish-American whiskey. We had some taste testing here last week. Tough job that we have. Who has it better than we do? Nobody. Yeah, I said to the Danettes, hey, before you go, can you do a little sip, a little taste of the Irish-American whiskey? Award-winning. And the master distiller, they got him from, he came over from Ireland, and they're in Minnesota. And he has made a great Irish-American whiskey. It's called Keeper's Heart. He's responsible for a lot of the great whiskeys, including Jameson and a few other. He ran down the list of, you know, whiskeys that he has been responsible for. And you're going, he's one of the top five people who probably have ever done this. And so it was great meeting him and having a sip or two of Keeper's Heart. Yes, Todd?
We're hopping on a plane exactly 4 weeks from today.
Right around the corner. Yeah, 4 weeks from tonight.
It's exciting.
Yeah, man, snuck up on us. By the way, I have talked about the Pac-12 on and off whenever I get information. You know, who's leaving, who's staying, who's going to join, who's not. Everything that's sort of gone on. So there's a fascination I have. Love the Pac-12. Love those football rivalries there. But say goodbye to the artist formerly known as the Pac-12 with USC and UCLA. And I thought San Diego State all along was going to join. I thought it made sense. I was told by a source, you got to have a team in Southern California. That would be San Diego State. SMU was another school that I was told because then you had at least roots in Texas. And it's about you know, the game of geography with a lot of these conferences. They want to own states. You know, the SEC, I was told if they expanded, Central Florida would be, you know, one of those schools. So you hear a lot of things because college football is in a state of flux. And I keep waiting for the Pac-12 to tell me something that moves their conference forward or in a different, just moves it. And their commissioner, George Klyakov, he met with the media and he had this to say about, are they going to get a TV deal?
I know there's been never-ending speculation about the timing of our media deals, but in the end, we're on track to announce our deals at about the same time as everyone would have anticipated and predicted before the news of conference realignment. The Pac-12 Board of Directors has met regularly throughout the process, and this commitment and patience will be rewarded with an announcement in the near future.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming there's a journalist who's going to raise his hand and say the following.
You just said you're not announcing a deal today on purpose because you want the attention to be on football.
Yep.
To be clear, that would imply that the deal is done and just you're waiting until after today.
I think you're reading too much into that.
So then what is the purpose behind not announcing something, which is what you just said?
What, we want to have the focus on football today. We have an incredibly good football story to tell, and we want that to be the focus today.
Okay, I applaud the journalist who did, you know, the follow-up question is legit and fair. Hey, we got a deal. We don't want to announce it today because we want it to be on football. Well, you know what? The TV deal is about football. It's about letting people see your football, seeing these teams, seeing these stars, seeing, you know, these rivalries. So do you have a TV deal? That would have been my question. Because that commissioner didn't sound too confident about all of this. Felt like he was reading from something, a statement, and this should be about concentrating on football today. So you got a TV deal, but you're not going to announce it on purpose because you wanted the focus to be on football. If you want to get some media attention, announcing your TV deal will get you some attention. But by not announcing it, what are we going to talk about? Caleb Williams, okay. What else? This is late July, Commissioner. Now's when you want to get some headlines. Get a little momentum. Do you have a TV deal? Is it a TV deal that is same as the Live Tour, where you go and it's on the CW, and you're like, I can get it when I go to the gas station on the monitor there. Hey, I got the Pac-12 network there.
Yikes.
You still have USC and UCLA. I still want to see those teams. But that, to me, was a little cringeworthy there. Give us something to work with here. Yeah, Paul?
The Pac-12, the past 5 years, I mean, this is obvious, has been brutal. They've had the entire night of college football to themselves, the late night to themselves, and they didn't maximize it. You know, guys like you, East Coasters, we step and watch those games. Yeah. They don't lose us. Pac-12 has just been very wonky the past 5 years.
We say, yeah, they just, it's like they had their head in the sand, and then they were going to wait, and then they were going to come up and say, all right, what's going on? What's happening? And they look around, they go, oh, my God, everybody else is looking at expansion. Everybody else is moving forward, business, big business, and that's what it is. But you can't lose UCLA and USC. You just can't. I mean, that's the death of the Pac-12. And now you're going to bring in SMU and maybe eventually San Diego State, or, you know, they may look at what they have and go, do we want to join that? Years ago, remember when Texas was going to join the Pac-12? Or at least there was talk for that. And I thought, all right. And all of a sudden, SEC and Big Ten, you start gobbling up schools, and then there's nothing left. By the way, we have Steve Young, the Hall of Famer, coming up. And Marvin is a lifetime 49er fan. And, of course, who can forget the question that he asked Debo Samuel when Debo joined us at the Super Bowl? Do you remember what you asked Debo Samuel when I gave you that opportunity to ask a hard-hitting question to a 49er?
Tons of stuttering. Tons of stuttering. I just remember you saying, hey, Marvin's got a question. I was like, I do?
We had talked about you during the commercial break. I said, hey, you know, maybe I'll ask, you can ask a question to Debo Samuel. You never said, no, don't, because I'm not going to be able to get the question out. Yes, Marv.
Well, when you were asking him questions and he answered by drinking water, I was like, I really don't have anything to say
he
at
wasn't,
all.
He wasn't a great interview, that's for sure. I don't think he wanted to be there, even though he was representing some product. I don't know. And then I thought, you know what? Let me throw Marvin in there. Maybe Marvin can connect with him. And then Marvin's like, and, you know.
Look, Debo. Look, 49ers, East Hartford, let's get it.
Lifelong.
Yeah. When you caught the ball and then you ran fast and then. Yes, Tom.
Yeah, he turned into Chris Farley a little bit. Remember that time he played with the Niners? That was awesome. Yeah.
Got the shoes. I got the jerseys for the kid.
All right, Steve Young is coming up. Would you like to ask Steve Young a question?
I actually do have a question.
Oh, okay. Do you want to ask Steve Young a question when he joins us?
Sure.
Okay.
Ray Allen and Steve Young? No okay. one's got it better than me.
Okay. Yes, Todd?
Do you suggest he writes it out on an index card or just kind of wings it during the commercial break?
So against the...
Like what would be better radio with him not writing it out and then ad-libbing it?
Much better if he just ad-libs it on the spot.
I think that's pretty good. We got a little more information on the injury to Nyheim Hines of the Buffalo Bills. He's a returner, a third down back. He is going to miss the entire season. Significant knee injury. He was struck by another, what were they on, jet skis?
Jet skis.
Okay. So he was sitting on his jet ski, and he was struck by another jet ski and sustained serious but non-life-threatening injuries. But he will need surgery and miss the 2023 season. That's according to Tom Pelissero. Oh, my gosh. All right, a couple of phone calls in here. NFL camp's fully open. And I guess I'd be curious what's happening with Dalvin Cook. And I thought DeAndre Hopkins and Cook would be training camp additions where you'd wait, see what happened. If somebody didn't pan out, somebody got injured, then you could bring those guys in. Hopkins obviously is already signed. Final hour poll question, Seton, what do you have for me?
Dan, for hour two, we did the inverse of hour one, which was who won but lost this weekend, U.S. Women's World Cup team, Denny Hamlin or the Yankees?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, jeepers creepers, man, it is tough out there to be a two-time champ. The Women's World Cup team lost by winning 36% of the vote. This is pretty close, though. Everybody's in their 30s.
Okay. Yeah, Paulie.
Hour three poll. You can only see one of the following movies, and you can never see the other one. The Barbie movie or Oppenheimer?
Okay.
We could do that.
All right. Todd, you got an answer?
I would see Oppenheimer.
See?
And not see Barbie ever.
Yeah, I'd see Oppenheimer.
All right. Marv?
Barbie.
You're going to see Barbie today? I like that. Your son's out of town. You and your wife have a little romantic afternoon.
I'm not sure if Barbie's romantic, but we'll see.
Yeah. Paulie?
Oppenheimer. I'm going to try the move this week where I bring my girls to see Barbie and then scoot across the hall to see Oppenheimer.
That's what people are doing.
Yeah.
Caleb in Portland. Hey, Caleb, I would go see Oppenheimer, but I'd have no problem seeing Barbie. Hey, Caleb.
Hey, Dan. Real quick, happy birthday, Sheeton.
Yay! Wait, why am I the only one?
Birthday boy.
I was the only one applauding. Let's try it again.
All right.
Yay!
Happy birthday. It's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Okay, is it my turn now?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Best of the weekend. Just sitting here waiting, knowing that moonshine order is coming up real soon.
Tomorrow. Make sure you're signed up for the newsletter if you're interested in tailgate moonshine.
Oh, I'm interested. I feel like it's been the 4 years of sobriety all over again waiting for this. I can't wait. Also, I was going to ask, no worse, just because with the moonshine coming, it's all blue skies.
All right. I like that we brought Caleb out of, he was on the wagon and he came back to get some moonshine there. It'll be available information on the newsletter. Doesn't cost anything to sign up. Go to danpatrick.com. Paul in Vegas. Hi, Paul. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Danette, thanks for having me on the show again. And congratulations on the contract extension.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Paul.
With all the conversation about your retirement and The Bachelor, I had an idea this weekend. What do you think about having a Bachelor-style production in the final year of the program where we get Nick Wright, maybe some promising talent from Full Sail, and get them all together and see who gets the final rose from you and the keys to the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard from Nick Wright.
Oh,
yeah.
Convenient.
He said, hey, maybe we should sit down and have dinner.
Now.
Yeah.
You got to get in first.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it has anything to do with my impending retirement.
Just a coincidence.
Just a coincidence. He was on vacation, and he reached out and said, maybe we time to sit down and have dinner. Yes, Marvin?
Did he say we could talk about real estate in Milford?
No. No.
Just in case he feels like...
Unless he wants to talk about the Danettes and how are they to work with and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Could you guys work with Nick Wright?
Oh, is this an official question?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'm just... I mean, I'm assuming he's going to bring that up, but, you know, it's going to be a long time before he gets in the chair, if he ever gets here. Seton, can you work with Nick Wright on a daily basis?
Can I? Yeah, of course.
Would you?
Yeah, I would consider that.
Okay. Marvin?
Yes.
Okay. Paulie?
Maybe. I don't know if I would do this if you weren't hosting. Ooh. If you're going to, what an honest answer.
Okay.
I don't think I would do this if you weren't hosting.
Okay. Todd?
I don't think the rest of us are lying, but...
Todd?
Along the lines of Paulie, it's tough to picture doing this daily with someone other than you on the other side of the glass, so it's hard to commit to any host, no matter how talented or wonderful
Paulie
they are.
Paulie said it first.
He did say it first, and I know I'm not one to piggyback off of anyone's comments over the years.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I want to do this after this is done.
Yeah.
But if I need a job, like, yeah.
Okay.
Certainly not going to cross that off my list.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of time to think about it. A lot of time.
Got to decide by this week.
I'm going to have dinner with Nick later this week.
Do like a Will Muschamp at Texas thing where you tell him he's the coach in waiting like 4 years before he gets it. And then he's sitting there waiting for Mac Brown to bolt. And Mac Brown all of a sudden goes, yeah, I had an off year. I'm coming back. I don't want to be 6-5. Will Muschamp goes to Florida.
Steve Young's going to join us coming up. A Hall of Fame quarterback. Marvin gets to ask a question. Do you want to open up the interview with your question? Like, I don't know what your question is. So
sure, we can rip the Band-Aid right off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's going to set the tone for the entire interview.
Yeah, let's do it.
You know what I'll do? I'm not going to tell you when I'm going to go to you to ask your Steve Young question.
Oh, I'm going to pay attention.
Let's take a break. Back after this. TireRack.com, we love them because they make our life easier. I love when we get a partner and I'm able to tell you, this is like a public service announcement. When you need to change your tires, then think of TireRack.com because they have the easy-to-use tire decision guide. So you get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and when and where you drive. They have the full lineup. They have the best tires. They have Goodyear tires, all the tires you can think of. They're shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. Free road hazard protection. You get that for 2 years. Mobile tire installation is available in a lot of areas. That means they bring the tires to you at your home or office, install them on site. How great is that? It's a game changer. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See the Goodyear test results. They have a test track there. So they put the tires to the test. Then they give you all the information. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. It was on this day, 1983, George Brett hit the home run against the Yankees, disallowed because of the pine tar on his bat. Royals protested the game. It resumed 3 weeks later, the Royals winning 5-4. I remember, didn't Ron Guidry play center field when they resumed that game, the great pitcher? I think he was either center field or second base, but they made a total mockery of it because they had taken away that home run from George Brett when he hit it off Goose Gossage. And Billy Martin and Greg Nettles, I think, had been plotting all along that they noticed the bat. And George did have a ton of pine tar on that bat, way over the label. But nobody was checking it. And then they decided to check it at that moment. And that was quite a rivalry between the Yankees and the Kansas City Royals at the time. Yes, Paul.
And if you watch the video, the great video of George Brett's reaction, it's the perfect camera angle. It was from the first base line. I was looking at it today. If that's from a different camera angle, I don't know if the story is half as big, because you could see in the dugout, George Brett is sitting comfortably, like kind of confused almost with his teammates. And then when the umpire goes, gone, he just has the little "you're gone" thing with the bat in his hand. Brett comes out of the shadows like he's going to knock over everybody. It's just the perfect shot.
He doesn't even recognize himself. When we've had him on talking about it, you know, it was an out-of-body experience where he was so upset that they took away that home run because of the pine tar. And really, what a fascinating moment in baseball history. Wasn't our good buddy the home plate umpire? Who was the guy that we would always have on who was involved in so many? He lived in Iowa.
Tim McClellan?
McClellan, yes. Was Tim behind the plate for that?
Yes, Tim McClellan was the home plate umpire. He was there for a lot of those things.
He was involved. You can't write the history of baseball without having Tim there, his name being mentioned, because he's in there in quite a few things as an umpire.
I think Tim was behind the plate when we started this show in 07 when that Rockies Matt Holliday home run situation in the playoffs was going on. There was maybe late in the season. Yeah, in the playoffs. There was something with Matt Holliday and the Rockies, and did he touch home plate? And then Tim McClellan was behind the dish.
Yeah. Controversy seemed to find him. Fritzy's trying to find Steve Young, and hopefully we'll have him coming up. Yes, Paul.
I have a Steve Young statement. So, you know, people always, you know, Justin Fields says he wants to be considers himself one of the great running quarterbacks. Steve Young, I've always thought, is kind of underrated because his career was basically an 8-year career because of all the time he missed. I think he's the great, most balanced quarterback in history, where he's not a running quarterback nor a passing quarterback. He's completely both. And great at both. Like Randall Cunningham was, at a time, great at both, but not maybe long enough time. Joe Montana could scramble. John Elway could scramble.
So who is the best runner passer of the football?
Where it's equal. You know, like Michael Vick was never a great passer.
No.
Josh Allen, to me, is real close. He seems to be a great passer and great runner.
Yeah, but Steve, 1 year Steve completed 70% of his passes.
He led the league in completion percentage 5 out of 6 seasons. Yeah. He led the league in touchdown passes 4 seasons. That's more than a lot of Hall of Famers that did it. He also, his rushing yardage, I think he's got like almost 5,000 career rushing. Yeah, he's got 4,300 career rushing yards, and he did it in 7 years, like 7 seasons.
But I don't think those were designed runs either with Steve.
No, mostly scrambles.
Because when he was in the USFL, he was with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That Tampa team wasn't very good. He probably ran out of necessity. And then you go to the Niners. He sits behind Joe Montana for a couple of years. But one of the greatest plays in his career was that run, I think, against the Minnesota Vikings, where he just, he's stumbling as he gets towards the five and then he goes into the end zone. But I always wondered if he could have been a running back. I mean, he had that much talent. I don't know what his speed was, but he was extremely athletic and extremely accurate as a quarterback, and you don't get that combination too often. Who is the is there anybody else on that list that we're missing?
Running, passing,
like Mahomes is not a runner. He can run. It just it doesn't make sense to run if you don't have to run. But I always felt Steve did that, you know, out of necessity sometimes.
You know, there was a time when McNabb was up there where he was very good at passing and very good at running.
Yeah,
there was a good window.
Yeah.
Cam Newton, for that 1 year, he was the best passer and runner in the game. It was his MVP year.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Russell Wilson's been nice at both.
Yeah.
You could throw Steve McNair up there when his peak passing years, he was still a very threatening runner.
Lamar Jackson, can he get there as a passer? How many yards is he going to rush for, you think, when it's all said and done? Because it feels like he's a 1,000-yard rusher. I don't know if he's going to be less than that with the new offensive coordinator and that they did go out and get, you know, wide receivers. You know, they drafted one. They brought in OBJ. Yeah, Paul.
Lamar Jackson in five seasons. I got to double check that. He's got 4,500 rushing yards in 5 years. And he hasn't slowed down that much. Let's say he ran for another 4,000 the next 7 years. He'd be flirting with 10,000 yards rushing.
Okay, who is the all-time lead? Is Michael Vick still the all-time leading rusher with at quarterback? I don't think Randall Cunningham is.
I got, man, checking if it's, I think Vick has 6,100 yards.
Okay. Yeah, that's got to be the leader.
Yeah, Cam Newton's up there. Russell Wilson's actually up there. He's got 5,000. Randall Cunningham's got just less than 5,000. And Lamar Jackson has 4,400 in a short window.
It's funny how Russ is up there, too, because he's always seen as being like a smart runner, right? Where he's like, man, nah, he's the guy who does it the right way, and he's still putting up that many yards.
Fritzy just sent this to me. Ron Guidry did play center field. Don Mattingly played second base. You know, I'm wondering, has there ever been a left-handed second baseman? Because normally, you know, I don't know how you turn two.
Yeah, that's very strange.
Yes, but there have been left-handed catchers, but I'm curious about that. Mattingly playing second base, how many left-handed second basemen have we had in baseball history? Yes, Marv?
Took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say Donnie Baseball played third base, I think. As a lefty, he played third base at 1.2.
Oh,
and it's just hard to even just maneuver yourself because at that hot corner, those guys barely beat out the runner in some of those throws.
Yeah.
I can find no one who played it for an extended period of time. Post-1920,
yeah.
There's been like five, six or seven instances of someone playing an inning or a game or two. Anthony Rizzo played second base three times, three games in his career.
Oh, okay.
In emergency situations.
Yeah, because it really does, for left-handers, you're kind of limited because you're not going to be at third or short or second. Your left-hander was always at first base. No matter what your size was, you're like, you can play first or you're going to play in the outfield.
It's a weird sport.
Yeah. Todd, how are we looking with Steve Young?
No word back just yet.
Okay.
Should we look for other great rushing quarterbacks? Is Donovan McNabb available? Is Randall Cunningham available?
Yeah. Todd gets sensitive. It's okay.
Trying to help.
I know you're doing your best.
Yeah, I just, I'm getting a voicemail and not getting a response to the text.
Okay. That's all right.
Poor Marvin. That's who I feel bad for today.
Maybe Marvin made him nervous.
Yeah, Marvin was going to ask a hard hit. Were you going to ask probably a Joe Montana question, weren't you?
No.
Okay, what was the question you were going to ask Steve Young?
After the Cowboys, who was your biggest rival when you were playing?
Okay.
Is the Niners' biggest rival the Cowboys? Like
back then, it was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did they even have one as a franchise?
Probably the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Who else?
Well, that's why I was going to ask him.
No, I'm asking you as a Niners fan.
Well, like Seahawks would be, right?
Right. Yeah. But when he was playing, the Seahawks were in the AFC. So that's why I was at, you know, besides the Cowboys, because they met in the conference title game three times. So obviously that was their biggest rival. But they had, you know, the Rams and a bunch of other sorry teams in the NFC West at that point. So I was like, who else did you really get up for besides the Cowboys when you were playing?
All right. Well, that could be a good question if Steve joins us. James in Raleigh. Hey, James.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
63218. So I've got two best. This past weekend, I took both my grown kids down to the beach. We had a great time. Saw Darius Friday night at Live Oak Amphitheater down on the river in Wilmington. He was outstanding. Great band. Everyone should go see him. My second best was back in February when Hootie came to PNC Arena for the NHL All-Star Game, and you, my man, introduced the band. The show was fantastic, and then you finished the set by playing the drums or bongos or something. Yeah. But both shows were the highlight of my year, and you were fantastic.
No, thank you, James. I get a chance to see Darius coming up in a couple of weeks. You know who I'm going to go see on Saturday? You guys try to guess here.
Can you get us in the ballpark? But any hint?
Doobie Brothers.
No. Yes, Marv.
Post Malone.
No, but I would go
That's
see.
That's a good one.
I would go see Post Malone.
Heck yeah, I'd want to.
I'd go see Post Malone.
Swizzle?
T Swizzle?
No.
No.
Drake?
Nope.
Dang. That'd be a good one, too.
What genre?
What size venue?
Ooh. It's an amphitheater.
Okay, so it's a good.
Yeah.
It's many people.
Yeah.
Country artist.
Nope.
Modern?
Yeah. And old school.
Modern and old school.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like it'd be a good hint, but I know less now.
Okay.
Queen Bee? No. No, she's playing stadiums.
Yeah.
Got any other hints?
Let's see.
Can we give up?
He's been on the show before. Can we
give up? I got nothing.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoopy Dio Double Jizzle?
Yes. And Wiz Khalifa.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Dude. Okay.
That's them boys.
Yeah.
Who are you going with? Solo? Just rolling up?
No, I'm rolling with another guy. Okay. Yeah. Record guy.
That's
record
great. Rep.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yes, Todd.
Da 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 is going with da 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 da. Look how they combine forces. Isn't that interesting?
Why don't you keep trying to find Steve Young?
Da 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 and da 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 da.
That's cool.
There's something there.
Mike in Maine joins us. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hello, Dan. Hello, boys. How are we doing today?
Good. We're good.
Well, I have two bests for you right now. I'm at beautiful Higgins Beach here in Maine. Got a week of vacation. And I know you've been here, but the worst, you know, the best was the sale of the Commanders, or the team that was. And I have a trash can and a game ticket from the first game at what was Jack Kent Cook Stadium. Could I donate stuff to the man cave?
Are you fishing right now?
Well, a little bit, just trolling.
Oh, okay. Sure, if you want to donate something, be nice.
Yeah, I got an old trash can. I was born in 74. It says the team, we can't say anymore, but it's an antique. And then I guess the worst is the U.S. team didn't get over 6.5 goals versus Vietnam. And I don't know if the Washington team will get 6.5, but
yeah, that's Seton's bet there. Thank you, Mike. Seton was you took Vietnam straight up against Team USA?
No, I think it was the Vietnam they had to draw, and it would have paid $11,000. But if I just took the under, I think.
And then you had the Commanders over 6.5 wins.
Yeah. But it already. Boston.
All right. That's all right. It's $100. Where did morale go? Come on. It's Seton's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Sure, Ray ran out to get the cake, right?
Yep. Yeah,
or not.
All right. Okay. I do have a cake for you.
Oh.
Is it the cookie cake from
No, oh. No, no.
That was a lovely, gift.
Here, look at.
Yeah, King's Hawaiian sent me this huge cookie cake.
That was massive and for, very good.
For, you know, me retiring or signing my contract.
Was it Mrs. Fields?
Yes.
Yes.
Very popular in the Chicago area.
It is huge.
Fancy.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll see if we find Steve Young. And if not, we'll call Jim Druckenmiller. Wasn't he one of those quarterbacks there, Marvin?
Tim Rattay.
Tim Rattay.
Druckenmiller was jacked. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Virginia Tech? No? No.
I think so.
Yeah, I think he might have been, yeah.
Yeah, I remember Bill Walsh, I think he loved Jim Druckenmiller. It's like, man, you know, he's going to be this great quarterback. All right, last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it looks like Marvin's question to Steve Young will have to wait for another day. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. And we get to Rich in South Bend. Hi, Rich. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good.
Love your show.
Thank you. Thank you, Rich.
Hey, look, you guys were talking about left-handed second baseman. You forgot about Nelly Fox. He played second base for the White Sox in the late 50s. He may have even been their most valuable player when they won the pennant.
Yeah, he might have. I think he was MVP. I don't remember him being left-handed. Yeah, Paulie?
That's because he wasn't. He okay. Batted left-handed and threw right-handed.
There you go.
Back to you.
Okay, thank you. It's just a small technicality.
Other than him throwing right-handed.
Yeah, I'm
a good call.
Yeah, that was the point of being a left-handed second baseman. Not that you batted left-handed. Doug in Syracuse. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind?
Robinson Cano for the New York Yankees, left-handed player.
He wasn't left-handed in the field.
I got a quick joke for you.
Dan, that caller could refer to the last call. Robinson Cano bats left, throws right.
Yes, we're talking. Oh, my God. Joe Morgan batted left, okay? That's not the novelty. I'm talking about a left-handed second baseman.
Playing the position left-handed.
Yes, left-handed. What else do you have for me, Doug?
He's like, yeah, you know what? Screw you guys, all right?
But yeah, I respect him. Tap out.
Yeah, but there's no novelty of being a left-handed hitting second baseman. It's left-handed fielding second baseman.
Guy's going to be jerks about it.
Oh, my God. Yes. Ed in San Diego. Hi, Ed. What's on your mind?
DP, first time, long time. 212, fluffy 212. Right. I got a quick question for you. I heard you going to the Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa concert.
Yes.
Saying without saying, who is bringing the smoke?
That would be Snoop, I'm sure.
Wiz.
Yeah, Wiz is bringing.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Snoop will be fully stocked.
If you go backstage and get special access and get to meet the guys, are you going to partake?
I am meeting. I'm going to say hello to Snoop.
Yeah. You are?
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's so awesome.
Yeah. But I'm not sparking up.
No.
No.
You're there to see the music.
Or hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I'm not. I can't hear anything. I can just see the music.
You'll definitely be able to after that. They're.
I can just see the music. No, there are the notes. They're floating.
That's funny.
Right there. Chris in Syracuse. Oh, hi, Chris.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Hey, I'm just looking out my window. I see my neighbor Doug smashing his radio in the driveway. Huh? Hey, Dan, I know all of Dan Nation is going to miss not seeing Steve Young, but one guy who's definitely going to miss him is Joey Browner. I'm a Viking fan, and I remember his greatest run against the Vikings, and Joey Browner missed him three times trying to tackle him.
Oh, yeah. Chris, on my final show, we'd love to have you in studio.
No, I just heard. Now, what did you, how many, in studio? Ooh, okay.
You got four and a half.
I was going to say, I definitely want to call in. Yeah,
you got four and a half years to get from Syracuse to here.
Beautiful. Yeah. I thought it was, beautiful. It's beautiful that you're going to be on. I thought it was three or something, four and a half.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris. See, I'm booking people for the final show, Todd.
You get credit for that.
There you go. That's a good, tough booking. I don't know. Four and a half years?
I don't know if Chris in Syracuse will make it. He's the OG. Every caller should take a page out of his playbook, how to call. He is the godfather. This day in sports history, Paul, what do you have for him?
Got a couple. Payback. Billy Martin, 1978, was fired for the first of three times as the manager of the New York Yankees baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
1984, Terry Bradshaw retired from the NFL. Elbow issues. Remember he had that elbow issue? Who was the quarterback right after him?
Cliff Stout?
Was it Cliff Stout?
And Mark Malone?
Mark Malone looked like a star quarterback. Cliff Stout had a great quarterback name.
Yeah.
2005, Lance Armstrong won his seventh consecutive Tour de France.
Mm.
Not France.
Mm.
France.
Mm.
That's you.
All right. Yeah, he did. Fritzy told me that Chase Daniel is going to join us on Wednesday.
He sure is.
That's great.
Well, he can't be busy.
Hey.
Oh.
Is he with the team?
He is currently a free agent.
Oh, no.
We can't stand for that.
Chase Daniel has got to find a home. I had mentioned that Chase Daniel, over his career, has made the same amount of money as Derrick Henry without playing in a meaningful football game. And then Chase Daniel tweeted out, hey, basically, thanks for the shout out here. And I said to Fritzy, see if Chase wants to join us. And now I know that he doesn't have a job, so be nice.
He had five starts in his career, 2-3. 9 touchdowns, 7 picks for Chase Daniel.
Okay. Let's see. Anything else this day in sports? We mentioned the Pine Tar game. They resumed that 3 weeks later. Let's see. What else did I have here? Lane Thomas stole 4 bases. The Nationals beat the Giants. I'm trying to think. The last time you had somebody stealing, Rodney Scott, Tim Raines, Marquise Grissom, Trey Turner, Michael A. Taylor. How much are stolen bases up this year? I know they made the bases bigger. Yes, Paul?
I saw the other day runs are up 8%, and stolen bases I think were up. What I saw the other day was 15%.
Okay. Well, they'd have to be up if anybody's stealing bases because it – and strikeouts per game have to be up as well. Feels like they keep going up. Shohei Ohtani has hit 24 home runs in his last 45 games. That matches the most home runs in a 45-game span since Giancarlo Stanton in 2017. Ford in Florida. Hi, Ford. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Good, good, good.
Good. Hey, have a quick comment and a question. I'm a former University of Maryland grad like SVP, and next time he's on, ask him what he thinks of the new Terps helmets this year. I think Coach Locks is going to do a great job with that team.
All right. Anything else?
Yes. My question is the Commanders. You know, they were 8-8-1 last year, only a game out of the playoffs with a second-string quarterback all year. Do you guys think they have a chance to get in the playoffs this year? Thanks, Dan.
All right. Vegas doesn't. The over-under is 6.5 games. Yes, Marv.
No, no, I just made a face like, ooh, 6.5.
Yeah.
But new owner. New year. Like when somebody, when the new year comes up, new year, new me.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to have that much of an impact right away, but 6.5 wins. Because you're looking in that division, the Cowboys over-under is 10.5. Eagles is probably 11.5. And then you got the Giants, who are a playoff team. So, no, I don't think the Commanders will make the playoffs. Yeah, Paul.
The Commanders, the past 3 years, 7 wins, 7 wins, 8 wins. But it looks like, is it the Sam Howell era this year? They're trying that out?
Yeah, I don't know what constitutes an era.
I think he's getting the reins. I thought.
No, he is, but I don't know if that means it's an era.
Yeah. Taylor Heineke seemed to do some nice work there.
Is he still there? Is the backup quarterback? I liked him. I didn't think.
Is he a Falcon now? I think he's a Falcon. A Falcon? As McLovin used to say.
Oh, yeah. McLovin could never say Falcon. Yeah, he would call him the Atlanta Falcons. It's so weird.
I think he's backing up Ritter.
McLovin is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where he went. Yes, Marv.
Going back to the NFC East, why is Dallas in the NFC East? They got me in trouble in like third grade. I told some kid he was stupid because I was like, Dallas is on the East Coast. They're in the NFC. That's how I went by where teams were. I was like, you're stupid.
Yeah, but the Reds used to be in the National League West with the Dodgers.
The Saints used to be in the NFC West, too.
Yes, yeah.
And the Braves were in the NL West.
Yeah, how crazy was that? Let's go around the room what we learned on this program. Todd, I'll start with you.
Good job by the Vietnamese women's soccer team, only losing 3-0 to Team USA in the World Cup. Very okay. Nice by them.
All right.
Hung in there.
Seton O'Connor, what did you learn today?
Your boy is already taking you out to dinner. Nick Wright trying to get maybe an early lead.
Maybe. Marvin?
You're going to go see the music.
Yes, and I'm going to hear the music too. Paulie, what did you learn?
You watch the band.
Yeah.
You hear the music.
Yeah. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all. Panini trading cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Thanks for joining us. Our pleasure to serve you. And once again, happy birthday to Seton O'Connor.
Happy birthday.
Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.